So to review where we're up to, because we're in the middle of a sugya, the Gemara said that Rava said we should be bound. The guy said kol nechasai, right? And the shliach comes in and says, ever comes in and says before the nechtam, he believes on himself, not on the nechasim, even though it was all in one word. And that boils down to the concept of pagina dibura, which in this case, speak it out again, doesn't mean we split his words. It means we split what he's believed on and what he's not believed on. The Gemara has a kasha because Reb Nachman paskens like Remeir. There was Reb Shimon that said Pagina Dibura, not Remeir. So how could Rava say that when Reb Nachman said he paskens like Remeir? So the Gemara comes back and says, how could you say Reb Nachman paskens like Remeir that you don't say Pagina Dibura when Reb Nachman himself said Pagina Dibura? And that's when we're going to start again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line from the top of Tesamad Aleph. Frek the Gemara, Umi Amar Reb Nachman Hachi? Did Rav Nachman say no Pagina Dibura? The Yamar of Yaita Babayumi Yamar of Nachman. Shchiv Mirash, a custom called the custom of Avdai. A Shchiv Mirash that wrote that he's giving all his properties to his Evan. Now, the rule by a Shchiv Mirash is it works posthumously. The problem is Shikru cannot work posthumously. Because Shikru cannot work posthumously because you need an owner to free. To Takona de Rabbonon, the presence can work posthumously. Because usually, to give a present, the one who gives has to be alive. Dead people don't own anything. The minute they die, they don't have anything in this world to give. Therefore, automatically, to free an Eved, it has to be done in the lifetime of the master. That means when the guy writes Nechas of Abzai, the Mepharshim speak out, he's aware of the fact that he has to free the Eved now, in order for the Matana to work. Because if the Eved doesn't go free now, there's nothing to talk about. And Rav Nachman says that we say that Chayzer and he v'amad and he recovered. That normal Shemirah recovers gets everything back. But over here he freed the Eved while he was alive. Chayzer ben Chasim vein Chayzer be Eved. Chayzer ben Chasim atan Shemirah vein Chayzer be Eved. Why can't we say it was a conditional freedom? Shariyatzal of Shem ben Chayrim. We cannot have an Eved announced as free conditionally. If he's free, he's free. And therefore, since everybody assumed he was free the minute he got back star from the Shemira, so the condition doesn't work, and biblically he's free, because the owner knows that when he writes that. Now, what we're doing is, the word said, kol nechasov. It did not free the Eved specifically. It freed the Eved in the context of kol nechasov. And yet we're willing to go and say kol nechasov goes on the Eved, not on anything else. That means we're divvying it up and we're saying Pagina Dibura. And you, Rav Nachman, paskens like Rav Meir, who doesn't say Pagina Dibura. So it's a contradiction in Rav Nachman. Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Mi Amar Rav Nachman Hocha Deloi Pagina Dibura. Shchiv Mira, Choyzer B'chol Matanoisov. He can change his mind and all his presence. The Baba Basra. Shayyatzel of Shem Chayrim. Chayrim for us at least Shtabit Boy. And you can no longer work with him. Alma Pagina Dibura. Hasam Damar of Nachman Zakt Emphat the Gemara. And the Gemara's answer is a very clear one, and the Gemara could have said it without the contradiction of Nachman as well. There's a major difference. Rav Meir never said Lei Pagina Dibura. I'm going to learn like Rashi. There's another pshat in the Gemara which I will speak out afterwards, which is a Yisaita Dik pshat. But Rashi learns the answer is as follows. Rav Meir also agrees to Pagina Dibura. The reason Rav Meir did not free the Eved is because the shtar was not clear. A shtar shikrur has to have clarity. The minute the person says, besides, there is no clarity to the shtar shikrur. Because once he said everything besides, we say he hasn't clearly fleed the Eved.
How should he say it?
This is your kasha at the beginning of the day. It's the same kasha. Rav Meir says that once the person starts,
how should he say it?
Let's say that. He should have said, you are free, and I'm giving you everything else besides. Should have spoken out the Eved by himself.
There's one thing that he doesn't want to give him.
Again, so he should say, Atzmacha, the kol nechasai chutz me that. That's Atzmacha is a clear statement on its own. He did not write Atzmacha. He wrote Kol Nechasai. Lumped into all Nechasai is the Eved. And then you didn't do it completely. So there's a lack of clarity of Kruskita. It's not a complete severance. That's what Rav Nachman did. And therefore, really owes Bagina Dibura. Rav Nachman by Meir is not arguing Bagina Dibura. He would love to say Bagina Dibura. He just says, get needs clarity. A complete severance. So if he would have said Atzmacha, that would have been a complete severance. He didn't say Atzmacha. He said Kol Nochasai besides. Once he says besides, we say he might have left over something else.
Rava said before Echazem Echazem, right? Echazem Echazem, right? He's putting
the guy right.
Atzmacha, that case, and Kol Nochasai Tzila has the same halakha.
Correct.
We're saying according to.
No, we're not.
We're saying.
No, we're not. There's no lack of clarity. It's just that we don't have a validation of the shtar. The shtar is clear. Kol Nochasai. There's nothing being left out. Rava just said the takon of Bavarei Nechtav doesn't work, so we need validation. There's nothing wrong with the shtar. The shtar is clear. Everything goes to my heaven. Everything. Nothing's left out.
But we split it, right?
We split it because we can't trust the heaven of Bavarei Nechtav of Bavarei Nechtav. It's not a split in the shtar. It's a split in the validation of the shtar. It's a totally different thing.
I thought the validation part is the same thing as what we're doing now.
No, it's not. It is if you want to go into halacha pakina dibura. But it's not if you're telling me a new halacha that a star has to be unequivocally clear that you're freeing the Eved, and there's no unequivocally clearance here because he said chutz mi something. Has nothing to do with pakina dibura here. Let me just... Don't you hear the difference between a lack of clarity in the star and a lack of validation? It's two different things. In the Havamina, we thought it was a Pagina Dibura. Either you say it or you don't. We're saying you do say Pagina Dibura. The problem here is not the Pagina Dibura. The problem here is the star is not unequivocal. Yes?
The foot, and then followed by a word, usually that means everything except for that one thing. So why are we suggesting that foot means whatever he writes plus other things?
This is Rav Meir Shita. Rav Meir holds that once he's leaving something out, we're afraid he didn't mean the whole thing to free the Eved. You're right. It's a very shvera svara Rav Meir is saying. But that's Rav Meir's svara. Zuk Rashi, Hassam, the Amr of Nachman Allah and Kore Meir, Time Allah Mishum Loi Bagin of Diburu. It's not because we don't split the Diburu. The Kinami Hiska Shem Shiur Karkam Ploini, even if you would specify and say, I'm giving everything besides this one piece of land, the Lekapuk to the Diburu, I don't have to split anything. It's not that I have to divide Kol Nechasai. The guy did it by himself. Kamar Amer Dloyasu Lecheris. El time from the Lav Krus Gitahu. The Gabi Ishik Siv Sefer Krisus. The Shechruri Avadim Gami Lola Misha. And Shechruri is learned out from Get. Siv Chufsul and Nitin Law. Freedom was given law. So there's Xeri Shavu. Uxiv the Kus of Law. By Get it says the Kus of Law. Obeinim Bu Krisus. We need an unequivocal severance. The Kivan Dikilamema the Shire Danachas Lashura. Once you left one thing out, the Hulai Huskur Betrecha Matana. He didn't specify the Eved separately. Right? Lav krisis gamru. Avalechet loy shayir kihacha. Like the case in Rav Nachman, when he gave him all his property, he didn't leave anything out. He was a shimera. When the shachra shayachas, and he became free, because that's the only way he can become free, is during the lifetime of the person. Calls him ashlechazar. Until he retracts, he's a freak. But so many other lambs are Shekitri Hashem, he's already Jewish. The Gabba Moshe the Rabbi, Baba Chevi Gita, Kus Gitahu. Rashi speaks out what I told him from Kohn. By Rabbi's case, there's a total severance. Nechidin Chasim Lekana Deboi Kiyum. I need validation. I will ask Mekana the Bogin of the Board. That's Rashi's pshat, and that's Tyson's pshat, basically. There's another pshat that I'd like to mention because it's a Gvaldik Yisayin. The Rambam and the Rif learn a new halacha. They say the problem with Remeir is this star says, I am giving you everything besides one thing. That means the owner has a right to that field proven in this star. How does the owner prove that he never gave this field? Because the star said, I'm giving you everything besides this one field. I mean, in the star shikrur, the owner has a benefit. In the star that he's bringing the eved, he's retaining a benefit. A guy would divorce a woman and write in the get something that gives him a benefit. I am giving you a get on condition that you forever don't go to your father's house. That means for the rest of her life, the get gives him a right over her. It takes the star and it says it's not a total severance because in the get is written a benefit to him. I hope I'm explaining myself well enough. This guy can claim the field because in the get that he gave, in the star shikur that he gave the Eved, he left his own ownership over something. Therefore, that's not called a severance. Kruz Gita means that the owner doesn't retain any benefit, any permanent benefit. You need a total, it's a different shot. It's not that we're afraid he left over one, he left over the other. The new shot in Remeir, you didn't leave over the other. But in the star of freedom, you retained a permanent benefit. And any time you retain a permanent benefit in the star of freedom, it invalidates the star of freedom. Because the star of freedom has to be that you are severed from her. That's only if it's a permanent benefit. If it's like, don't go to your father's house for a month, that's called enough because that expires. Here, this doesn't expire. He's going to own this field permanently now because in the star, he gave him everything but this field. That means in that star, he retained a permanent right over something. And therefore, that star is his benefit as well as the freedom of the Eved. And that can't be. So a new pshat, not like Rashi, it's a different pshat.
But if you say Atzmacha first and then everything...
Atzmacha is a different part of the star. It's like a separate entity. That's because he freed the Eved. He had to have freed him biblically while he was alive.
What? Why is he free? It's a chesaron of this.
No, it's not. Why is it a chesaron of the star? He wrote him everything, except the other parties allowed to retract because he was a shimera. The star was on everything. It's a good question you're asking. I want to announce that again. But Rav Kohn is asking a very insightful question.
That's a given. I don't mean that. I know it's a given, meaning what I meant was, I don't know what I meant. But the bottom line is, how is it that we're splitting? I thought it's Lav Kurs Gitahu because it's not complete. Because he can be closed there on the defense.
No, it's not. That thought doesn't make it incomplete. The star is complete. There's a right of Chazara that every Shemira has.
Is that what we're saying now?
Again, in Rashi's chat, it's very simple. In Rashi's chat, the star doesn't say anything is left over. And since it doesn't speak out anything is left over, there's no reason to think that he didn't free the Eved. Rashi's chat, that simple.
Rabbi.
You're cautious of the other chat. In Rashi's chat, that simple. Rashi said that Remeir is saying, anytime there's a fear that he didn't mean everything he said, that means it's not a clear get. It's not a clear separate. Let's stick to Rashi's chat as much as
okay, so over here... Is it clear?
100%. He gave everything to his Eved.
Okay. But he still...
Retraction has nothing to do with the clarity of the star. It's a separate entity. It's a separate halakha.
Rabbi?
In 1 second, Harvey. Rabbi Cohn is still going at it.
I'm sorry.
You don't need Pagina. Everybody holds Pagina. And that's Pagina over there that the shikra works now and the rest only works achamisa. And the same was bothering you. But the way Rashi learned, it's the only reason it's not a clear severance is because he left something over. He didn't leave anything over. Yes, Harvey.
The guy going to war will sometimes give his wife a get on the condition that he dies in the war or doesn't return. Is the Shechiv Mara already halachically dead, such that the emancipation of his slave takes effect immediately, or is it upon the condition that he inevitably dies? What's the difference here?
Oh, here is the issue here. A person can give a conditional get. A person can give, see, this is where I is a little bit of a gray area. A person can give his wife on condition of something, and the condition is either met or not met, as long as it's not a permanent condition. Like, if he dies in war, doesn't die in war, that will happen. We'll find out of that over a period of time. Let's say the war lasts 2 years, so in 2 years from now, we'll know whether the get was a get or not. That's fine. A person can give an evan, a shtar shichur. I don't know whether he can make a condition in it. I'm not sure. But what the Gemara is saying here is, he had to free him during his lifetime. In order to free this as a shimera, unlike every monetary present, where the Rabbana made a takana that it works posthumously, freedom of an eved cannot work posthumously because it needs a biblical freedom, not a rabbinic freedom. Therefore, it must have worked during his lifetime. And since it worked during his lifetime, while he was a shchiv mera, what happened was he freed him. Therefore, when he gets up, he can't retract that because once the guy was Jewish, he can't retract that. Now, I don't know, this is my gray area, and I don't know the answer. What can a guy free an Eved conditionally? I'm freeing the Eved in case something doesn't happen. Is there an allowance for a condition? Because if there is, why don't we say that the Shlimera freed him biblically now on condition that he dies? And if that happened, why wouldn't he be able to say the condition wasn't fulfilled? He can't retract. Because you can't make a free person an Eved again. But if with the condition, if one can free an Eved conditionally, why can't this be a condition and therefore he should be able to retract? I don't know the answer to that question. I don't remember seeing anywhere that one can't make a condition in the freeing of an Eved.
What would be his status until the guy dies?
What's the status of a woman until that condition is fulfilled? No, well, he gave her a get on the condition that this happens, and then it's retroactive. The freedom would be retroactive. So that question I don't have an answer for, which I think what Harvey's driving at, is let this be a condition in his shichrur. He's free now on condition that the guy says that he dies. And if he doesn't die, that condition is not met, and therefore he's not free. By get, you can make a condition. And get can have a condition.
Right, so why can't this?
So if that's true, then Harvey has a good question. Why isn't this Shiv Mira automatically freeing his Eved now on condition that he dies? And therefore, when he doesn't die, he doesn't have to retract. The condition wasn't met.
Wouldn't he have to say those words?
Well, unless it's a built-in condition. Because the presence of a Shiv Mira kicks in after death. This has to kick in during his lifetime. But why, unless you say it's not an automatic condition. I would understand it to be an automatic thing. The guy doesn't want to free his Eved only if he dies. He just can't do that. Because freedom of an Eved has to happen during his lifetime. So why don't we say it's conditional? I don't have an answer to that question. Unless we say conditions don't work by Shikrum and Eved. But I don't remember that from anywhere. So I don't remember.
The whole chorus thing is looking out from Get Isha.
Right.
So how can it be different than Get Isha?
So then Harvey has a good question.
That's right.
Okay, so Rabbi Cohen agrees to the question, so do I. I don't have a good answer.
Rabbi Margaret.
The only answer I have is what Corey said, that it's not an automatic condition unless spoken out. Even though I would have assumed it's an automatic condition, maybe it's not.
When God goes out to
Rabbi Margaret.
Well, it can't work after he dies. That's going to be a sugya later on whether it happens to Mefreya, exactly when it happens. But it has to happen while he's alive. Dead people don't divorce their wives.
Mefreya, a moment before he dies?
That's Mefreya a sugya, that's what I said.
We'll
seventh parak. Yes, that's
a great question. If somebody gives his wife a kedushin get and she's mezana during that period, what's her status?
We'll find out. Sugya in the seventh parak. I mean, I meant we'll find out. We'll see if the condition is met. But it's a sugya in the seventh parak, whether she's chayav and ashim toli, whether she ends up being chayav and chatas. If she didn't bemeiz it, what's her punishment? To be discussed in parak number 7.
Okay, thank you.
Parak 7 and partially 9 deal with conditions in Gittin. That's what those sugyas are. In 7th and a little bit in the 9th parak. That's when we get involved in conditional Gittin. It says, if people come and claim that the get is a forgery in Eretz Yisrael, where there's no takana b'fanei nechtam, Eidim are mitzuyin l'kaimai, you validate. Practically, you're a kama. How many people have to claim forgery? Eli me'irachad. If you're going to say, one person comes and says it's forged. Rabbi Yechon said elsewhere, and Rashi doesn't know where, that if one person comes and claims that a contract is forged, we throw him out of bed. Who are you? Who are you to claim that? Ella Iratray. Teretz is two people are coming and say it's forged. Trey Ninu. It's two against two. Because we have a rule that anybody that signs an ishtar is called testimony. So those two people that signed an ishtar, in our mind, testified that this is their signature. So if two other people come and say it's not their signature, it's two against two. Two people come in and say it's forged, and two people come and say, no, we recognize the signatures. It's still two against two. It's not going to help us. How is validation of the get going to help if two people claim it's a forgery? Two Adam are saying it's forged. Two Adam are saying it's not forged. It's two against two. Can't say it's a kosher get. It's a problem. It's not a good get. So the Gemara wants to know, what is the Mishnah talking about? The validation helps. If one guy's coming and saying it's forged, we don't need a validator. We throw him out of bed. If two people come and say it's validation, that the get is forged, validation won't help us. So when do we need this validation and the validation works?
When there's no one coming out and saying it's not.
So why do we need a validator? It's an Eretz Yisrael. It's Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai. There's no Takana B'Fanei Nechtam. So the Mishnah says, let's give you more chance. The Mishnah says, if somebody comes and claims forgery, we need validation. We want to know how many people are claiming forgery. One or two. One is meaningless. Two, validation doesn't help. And for the Gemara, Ella Irudabal. The answer is, the husband is claiming forgery. He's not a regular person. He is involved. His claim requires validation. So if a stranger came in and said it's forged, we throw him out. If two people come in and say it was forged, validation won't help. When does validation help? If the husband shows up and says this is a forged get, we treat him more than a regular person, but two people say it's not forged, we throw him out after it's validated. Let me read the Gemara again. And Rashi doesn't know where this Rabbi Yechonin is. Prices to find them, Rashi doesn't know. Ella Yeru Trey. Trey will train in them. My cause is the same Chathani, so why are you relying on the validation? Ella Yeru Dabal. Rashi? Look, Rashi. Im yesh alav harim l'paisloi, yizkayim b'chishamav. Oya Eidim atzma yidush chasmu. Either the Eidim testified at Yisrael, or Eidim acherim yakiru. Or other Eidim recognized it, but shuvayim b'imsu, the b'nei Eretz Yisrael, b'adim b'kiyam l'shmah. Rabbi Yechon the way his fire Sheikh Rashi says, I don't know where this Rabbi Yechon is. We're quoting Rabbi Yechon instead. We don't know where he said it. The Baal, Habaal Irul of Lepaislai, the Baal was the one that claimed it was forged.
If it was said.
Was not said.
Let's say it was said.
Then the husband's not believed. because the Fanei Nechta was like two.
Right.
That was Mishumi Guna.
So, what's the question here? What?
It says, a get is brought in Eretz Yisrael, no Fanei Nechta.
Okay, now.
The Mishnah says, if there's a claim of forgery, we validate it. The Mishnah says, read the Mishnah. Turn back to the Beizim and Olive. I may be get married to so. Ain't no tzarach lime b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. Vim yesh olav ayurim. Yiskayim b'chaysamav. We validate. Who is claiming forgery?
But even if it's good, but maybe we show iguna when we give the shliach more.
Shliach didn't say a thing. He's gone. He came from B'nai Barak to Tel Aviv. He handed the woman a get. He did not say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. He doesn't have to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta.
But
now, a year later, somebody comes in, the Mishnah says, and says, this get is forged. So we tell the woman, validate it.
And we're saying it shouldn't help
validate. Well, how many people are saying it's forged? Who is saying it's forged?
So, let's say two.
So that validation won't help.
But maybe Mishumi Guna is going to help.
Why would it help? Trey says a Raisa. We can't be Matri Guna because of the Raisa says it might not be a kosher again. Miguna, we allowed one to be believed on a fear that maybe somebody will come and claim forgery. Won't prove forgery, will claim forgery. Let me ask you a question. If Shliach comes in and says, B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta, and two Edom come in and say it was forged, what's that halacha?
Well, we said Rabbi Shmuel said that's good. You don't have to. Rabbi Shmuel said that it's a honey.
If he said, yeah, not if two Edom come in and say it's forged.
No.
How can he be believed against two Edom?
That was the whole Kiddush.
No, it wasn't.
Kiddush against the Baal?
That's what the Gemara is saying. This is where the Gemara is explaining that part. If one person came in, we wouldn't need his B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. If two people come in, his B'fanei Nechta wouldn't help us. And either with validation. Because there's two Edom that say it's forged. They're believed like 100 Edom.
What's the situation now? How do you fix this?
It's a suffer get. You better get another get if you want to get married.
Two Edom say it's forged.
Nothing we can do.
Even
so it's two against two. Even if it's two against 100. So the husband can require validation.
Then two come and say forged doesn't matter.
We throw it again out. It's a puzzle. Two Edom is the greatest evidence there is.
They would have to testify that they were there when it was forged.
They say they know this star is forged. They'd have to prove that they know it. I don't know how they would know it. Maybe they could say they were there when it was forged. I don't know. I wasn't there when they testified this. But they're testifying that they know it was forged. If two Edom come and say, this is a forged get, we are stuck. Even if the Edom come in and say, this is our signature, it means nothing. The people forged it.
The Baal comes and says it.
Means nothing. Two Edom is the biggest evidence you can have.
What does it mean at the very end? El Ero Baal.
The husband's the one they're claiming forgery.
Right.
So therefore we need validation.
So you need two.
If there's B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta, you don't need validation. If there's no B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta, you do need validation.
The Baal cannot be married.
Once B'fanei Nechta was that. In Eretz Yisrael, we also can't be Ma'ar if they said B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta.
Normally they don't say that.
Exactly. That's why the Gemara has a problem. And it means only one, the husband. But it has to be one person, the husband. You're right. It's a problem.
So why are we giving the Baal more credence?
Yeah, we are, but he's saying it was forged. I never divorced my wife. We listen to his ear more than we listen to any other.
But what, because Why?
Because it pertains to him. Tysus says there are others that are like the Baal. If she comes to collect the ksuba from somebody who bought a field from the husband, claiming she has a lien on the field because she was divorced, the Lekuchas can say, I think it was a forged, I think it's forged. You can claim it's forged. It's a forged get, and she would have to validate it. Anybody that is losing on the deal has a right to claim forgery. Anybody that's not involved cannot claim forgery unless there's two witnesses. Reuven can come in and claim that Shimon's get to his wife is forged. Who are you, Reuven? Shimon can say, excuse me, this is my wife.
Why
does Gemara answer that? You're about your Lekuchas. Ella Yerdabal. Tysus says Lekuchas also. Take a look at Tysus, Ella Yerdabal.
Tysus means don't think it's a shaka.
Exactly.
So not that the Gemara is going to say Lekuchas.
No, he isn't. Baruch understood me.
Yeah? No, I'm saying that explains why I ran me plural.
Yeah, that's not what Tysus is answering. I don't think so. Dr. Mishnah. I may be getting him to say, Vaini Yochalem before I nechtem, before I nechtem. If yes, all of Adim is Kalai Bechusamov. If he's not capable of saying before I nechtem, before I nechtem, the Gemara explained it in Daf Hei, the Gemara will explain it again here. We say, validate it. Whether it's get of a woman or whether it's freedom of an eved, shavu l'maylach l'maybi, share a commonality that b'fana nechtav works. Maylach l'maybi taking to Medina Sayyam, bringing back from Medina Sayyam. They have the same halacha that there's a takana that b'fana nechtav works.
And the reason by molech is because...
No, the way we paskin at the end of the day is because Edom are not between l'kai my rabba, it's l'de rabba. And the habamina, when rabba didn't hold like rabba, was xera. But once rabba held like rabba, it goes both ways.
So the first part of the Mishnah on Daf, I think it's Beis Amud Aleph?
Correct.
That's...
Everybody, correct.
It's Lav Dafka maybe.
Right. Correct. Because Rabbi is slay the Rabbi. Correct. Mezu achas min adrakim sheshavu gitei nashim shechuri avadim. This is one of the ways that they're even. Rashi vein yochum afarish b'gemara. Shavu l'maylach l'maybi l'maybi b'fanei nechtem. Tysus has a question. If the only reason we believe b'fanei nechtem is because of iguna, what's the igum by Eved? Why by Eved should we compare it? Now this is not a biblical halacha. Biblical halachas, we have Xerah Shavah that compares the two. Here was a special Rabbanan Takana because a woman shouldn't remain in Iguna. But by Eved, what's the Igun? Zaktaitzis, not being chayiv in mitzvahs and not being able to marry a Jewish woman is called Igun.
What does Igun actually mean?
Locked up.
Restricted.
Tysus wants to know, what's the igun? Don't give the eved the get, so he'll be able to marry a shevcha. He's not free. So why are you? What are you? How are you torturing the eved by not freeing him? What igun is there involved here? So Tysus, not being chayav the mitzvahs and not being able to marry a Jewish woman is called an igun. Interesting. Tysus doesn't think working for somebody is called an igun. Tysus says the Chazal are concerned. Here is a guy that should be chayav the mitzvahs because the owner wants to free him. Should be able to marry a Jewish woman if the owner wants to free him. And because we're afraid of a claim of forgery, we're gonna hold him back from becoming a free man. So Tysus learns the igun is that we're gonna hold him back from becoming chayav the mitzvahs and marrying a free woman.
The owner gave him
the sent him a shliach. Shliach came in with a star shachur.
Oh. Serving the owner
anyway. Right, well, unless he's doing work for him there. I don't know.
We don't want to get people locked up or restricted when they don't want to do something or it's not good. My question is, I think it's a classic question. David Avery has to be with the Shifchas Kanani and then he's still with his wife at the same time.
That's Avery. We're not talking about Avery. We're talking about Avery Kanani.
I'm sorry?
We're talking about Avery Kanani here.
No, I know that, but it's a general rule about Eved Ivri.
It's a separate law. Eved Ivri is not has nothing to do with the sugya. Eved Ivri.
I know, but he's forced into a situation.
So he's forced. That's what the Torah said. That's what the Torah said.
And it's terrible for his wife.
Terrible for everybody.
Terrible for everybody.
Exactly.
So how is that?
Next time, don't steal. What can I tell you? Next time, you shouldn't steal. What am I supposed to do? That's what the Torah said.
There's a question.
Right.
Mishnah says in Yeshua of Eden is going before Yisamah. When do we do Eben Mesira? We have to do that?
Well, no, but we won't let her get married with this get till it's approved. A get that comes from Dinas Hayam requires validation before the woman can act upon it.
And that's just
fine. I'm talking about when there's no before and after.
So her status is what?
Status is now that you can't get. She's in limbo. She's called an iguna. She can't get married. But at the same time, she doesn't know where she is.
So who's and to come upon her to find you, David? I mean, that's what you.
Well, if she wants to get married, she's gonna have to find Adam, unless somebody's nice enough to do it for her.
So what level of effort she has to go and find somebody?
If she doesn't, no effort. If it's not done, she can't get married. End of story. She doesn't have to put any effort into it. There's no requirement. It's just she won't be able to get married.
She wants to get married because you just go back to that city where it was written, right? I mean,
again, we'll give her advice. You can be an advisor. You can call the hotline. What do you want me to tell you? It's not welcome.
I was wondering what it means.
It means the get doesn't work until it's approved by witnesses. That's what it means. It means exactly what it says. Frankly, Gemara, my Andy Yochaloymer. What does Andy Yochaloymer mean? I don't know if I did Rashi. Andy Yochaloymer, Gemara, Shalom, Mechel, 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 Cheresh by a shliach, who can have cheresh be a shliach? Not on kol kshem levit aget chutz from cheresh. I've forgotten. This is a repeat of the Gemara that way. Rav Yitzchak of Maizkin goes shenasla kishupikayach. He gave it to her when he was still regular. His b'glem b'fon enechtem b'fon enechtem much in this cheresh, and he became a cheresh before he could say b'fon enechtem b'fon enechtem. So what do we do? The answer is we have to have validated.
His shliach remains though.
He gave it to her while he was a b'kayach.
Oh, he gave it to her.
Rashi chutz from cheresh right to the cotton shem bev das. And their shlichus does not work for divorce. Something about it. Turn around about it. Yes.
That's the
question. He gave it to her while he was at the... Again, he was 100% healthy. He handed her a get. He was about to save the next one, and he got stricken with this illness that made him a cherish.
In a case where he was a cherish at the beginning.
He's not a shliach.
Okay, because
he's not shliach.
The angel is the garish. What the adding more? Wait, is that because Abel dot that this didn't stop there, right? But
therefore, he's not a shliach.
Is he anything? Sometimes is he good?
The good deal you're making. I don't have an answer.
Meaning,
announce it again. It's 6:39. I have a few seconds to announce it. Yes, Avraham Cohen is making a deal. Why did Rashi have to say Veish the Chus of Shlichus? He could have just said Veish the Chus of Shlichus.
Right from the beginning, there's no Shlichus.
You're asking why Rashi added the word Ligarish.
Meaning,
again, I'm explaining your question in a much shorter way, in concise way.
I thought this has to be precise. Oh, I'm sorry. I misread it.
You're asking why did Rashi add the word Ligarish?
Because right from the beginning,
again,
I know.
Well, he's citing a culture in Leibniz again.
He would have just said the ancient Chusin Shlichus.
Stop.
Ligari seems to indicate that for something else, he's not like Avraham Cohen thinks he's a Shlich all the way up to here. He's not a Shlich at all.
Yeah.
The question is, why did Rashi have to add the word Ligari? Just tell me, he can't be a Shlich for anything.
No, Rabbi, I mean, Rebora.
Your question.
No, what I'm trying to say to you is that, is there some time.
Everybody's having a wonderful day and a good night.